Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Chaf Aleph talks about the laws of Tohen. Maran writes that it's forbidden on Shabbat to cut up the vegetables in a fine manner. That would be under the category of Tohen. So it sounds like that if one is making, for example, an Israeli salad, where you cut up the vegetables, the tomatoes, the cucumbers, in a small, you know, pieces, sounds like from Maran, you'd have a problem. However, Hakam of Vajal of Shalom explains Maran based on what he said in his commentary in Bet Yosef. In Bet Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Karo brings down the opinion of Rashba. The Rashba says that Tohen is only asur if you're doing it for later time, lahar zeman. But if you're doing it for immediate use, for example, for the upcoming Saudah, or you're cutting to eat right away, the Rashba says it's permissible. The Bet Yosef writes in his commentary that nobody argues on this Rashba, and therefore it's accepted according to all opinions. Therefore, it can be assumed that when he wrote in Shulchan Aruch that it's forbidden to cut vegetables, he meant for a later time, the Har Zeman. Especially if you look at the Rama clearly says that. That this is all talking about le'ahar zeman, but miyad would be permissible. And if you look at the words of the Rama, he does not write yesh omrim, as if he's arguing on Maran. It sounds like he's explaining Maran. And therefore, le'halakha chavavadya says it's permissible to cut vegetables, even in a small pieces, so long as the intention is to eat immediately or for the upcoming Saudah, which means, let's say, within a half hour of the Saudah's starting time. The question that Hakam Avadya says is, what if somebody cut the vegetables prior to a half hour before the starting time of the meal? Or let's say, they cut it an hour or two, let's say, before. They were wrong. They have no heter to do that. Is the salad forbidden? Hakam Avadya says, it is not forbidden. Because there's opinions that come along and say, the Rosh namely, that there's no tohen by foods at all. So therefore, since we have poskim that are lenient, that there's no tohen by foods at all, if somebody did it, it's not going to make the food forbidden. So the halakha l'maaseh would be permitted to make an Israeli salad, or to smash a banana, let's say with the fork, or a potato, or an avocado. So long as you're doing it before the Saudah, you'd have no problem with that. Chamoja writes that clearly. And if somebody did it even before that time, the food does not become forbidden. However, at the end of the Halakhan Elichot Olam, the beginning of Parashat Mishpatim, he says, Mahmir, if somebody wants to be Mahmir, to even so cut the vegetables in a bigger pieces, Tavo Alav Beracha. But that is just a humrah astringency from the letter of the law. It's okay. He allows it even to be cut on a regular cutting board using a regular knife. But again, he concludes that Mahmid, those that want to be stringent, to cut it in little bigger pieces than he normally would. So he says, Tavo alav beracha.